Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio program. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. Well, if you've been watching the news that much lately, you saw just the other day that the Senate confirmed Scott Pruitt as the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, which was a pretty historic step toward the recovery of America's constitutional order after years of regulatory overreach. I've done a couple of programs on reining in the regulators. This is just crushing business and the economy here in the United States. The amount of regulation that was imposed upon the American people and American businesses as a result of an out-of-control EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency especially. It was in other parts of the government as well, that's for sure, but especially in the EPA, just outrageous, dictatorial edicts coming out of the EPA that were really having an effect upon the economy. And so now here's this historic step that was just taken the other day with Scott Pruitt now being confirmed as the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, I saw out on the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, I saw out on their webpage an announcement that came out. It said, special edition, what to expect from Scott Pruitt as the as EPA administrator. And, of course, that caught my eye. I wanted to hear from them specifically, you know, how did they view this this appointment, this confirmation? Would this be a really, really good thing for the American people, you know, for the Constitution, for the rule of law, and so forth? Or is it more hyperbole? So I thought, who better to talk to and Dr. E. Calvin Beisner about the subject. He's the national spokesperson for the Cornwall Alliance. Cal joins us now. Dr. Beisner, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be back with you, and great to be celebrating the confirmation of Scott Pruitt as EPA administrator. I think he's going to be just an outstanding administrator. This puts at the helm of one of the most powerful federal regulatory agencies, a man who is totally committed to the rule of law rather than the rule of people, to agency transparency and accountability to the public, to the use of sound science and common sense cost benefit calculation in the formulation of regulation. Pruitt is just an outstanding man in all those ways. He's also a very solid evangelical Christian. In fact, a large number of major leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention, including seminary presidents, signed an open letter in support of Scott Pruitt before the confirmation hearing took place. That was one of a number of different open letters. Cornwall Alliance itself did one open letter in support of him that we sent both to the president and to the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And in fact, we were really pleased there during Pruitt's confirmation hearing, Senator John Barrasso, who is the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, introduced our letter into the public record and quoted from it, and did so in a way that indicated his real appreciation for the points we had made. And our letter had been signed by over 150 scientists and other experts related to environmental regulation, plus hundreds of ordinary citizens like you and me.
Well, that's excellent. Wow, the Cornwall Alliance mentioned right there during the Senate confirmation hearing, the Praise the Lord. That's excellent. All the hard work is paying off, and you guys have done an excellent job. Let me ask you, of course, the environmental left, they went apoplectic about this nomination, right? I mean, just they've been going off the wall already on a number of things, but the EPA is a whole nother ball game to them. I mean, the environmentalists, they really have, they've been wild and crazy for a long period of time. This must have just driven them absolutely over the edge.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, it drove quite a few staff members at the EPA over the edge as well. Quite shockingly, a couple of hundred of them signed a letter to, I think it was addressed to the Environment and Public Works Committee. At any rate, it was a public statement opposing Pruitt's nomination. And I think that was quite out of keeping with their proper roles as employees of the agency. What that sets up now is the very strange situation where you have an administrator coming in who is the boss of all these people, the boss selected by the president who was elected by the American people, and confirmed by the Senate committee that has the most to do with this agency's work, and then confirmed by the entire Senate. And these people are saying, no, we don't want this man to be our boss. That is quite simply improper for them to do. So it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, you know, we have civil service law, which protects the jobs of most people employed by the federal government. That's an old law from clear back in the 1880s, I think, that really has become a burden because it makes these people practically immune from firing. Basically, they can only get fired for insubordination. So we'll see whether that happens, and it easily could. It's an old technique of career bureaucrats to just simply frustrate all of the policy actions of a president and an agency head who comes in a major change of government direction.
We're hearing a lot about that under a couple of new terms. Well, new terms to many people. They've kind of been terms that have been viewed as being conspiratorial or on the fringe, but talking about terms like shadow government and terms like deep state, that these two terms, you know, giving the idea that although the president was duly elected and so forth, they frustrate and stop his agenda from really going forward. It just gets bogged down in all this bureaucracy, and they stymie, you know, the will of the American people that way. And I hope that real progress can be made toward doing something about it. You know, you had the guy over there in Turkey that had the coup against him, and I'm not for him in particular, but it was just interesting afterwards that I forget, he let go something like 10,000 people in the government, you know. They talk about draining the swamp. In their view, you know, they really cleaned the house and then started from scratch over again. Obviously, we wouldn't see something like that, but I would sure hope that there was some sort of, you know, ability to get rid of people that just will not accept the new administration. Those people, like you say, maybe for insubordination or what have you, that they could be removed.
Well, I think we may very well see some of that happening in the case of Pruitt at EPA, because he is going to instruct EPA staff to get rid of a variety of different regulations, such as the Clean Power Plan and the Waters of the United States, that went way beyond the boundaries set for them by the enabling legislation from Congress, and that also were based on poor science and on very poor cost-benefit analysis. He's going to be instructing them to get rid of major pieces of legislation that they themselves helped craft. And it's quite likely that a lot of them are going to do everything they can to stop that from happening? Well, I think it's going to be quite possible to depict that as insubordination, and therefore to simply fire them. You know, what we need is people who realize that they need to be accountable to the American electorate, which put President Trump in office. And instead of you know, pushing their own agendas, they should push the agenda of the elected president. And if they don't like that, then they need to get out of there and find a different work to do that does allow them to pursue their own agendas. Now, that's what it is to be to live in a democratic republic. It's what it is to live with a government of laws rather than a government of men.
Yeah, that's great. I love pointing that out about the law. You know, we're a government of laws, and these laws, they have to be created in a certain way. You just can't override them willy-nilly without any accountability, and that's what seems to happen. Let me ask you, to the folks listening today, some of the EPA regulations, of course, are going to have its biggest impact in business and large corporations and so forth. What sort of impact should the American people look for in their daily life? Would it be maybe in the area of their utilities not necessarily going up, either leveling off, or what should they look for?
Yeah, well, one of the quickest things is simply going to be the recovery of a whole very large industry. Not every single company that's been involved with it, not every single worker who got disemployed by past EPA policy or regulation, rather, but the coal industry, which has for over a century provided the majority of electricity for Americans. And electricity, of course, is crucial to pretty much everything we do, our lights, our refrigeration, our air conditioning, and in many cases, our heat. You know, all sorts of things depend on electricity. And it's crucial, really, to health and long life. The coal industry was terribly, terribly harmed by excessive EPA regulations over the last 8 years. In fact, essentially, the Obama administration had a war on coal, trying to drive it completely out of business. The new administrator at the EPA and President Trump are going to remove those excessive regulations and keep in place the regulations that prevent the emission of actual pollutants, things that are actually dangerous to human health. They're going to remove the excessive ones, and as a result, we're going to see tens of thousands of people re-employed directly in the coal industry and scores of thousands more in various industries that are connected to the coal industry. We'll also see that electric rates may not rise as much as they would already have would otherwise have risen. It certainly will not, and may actually begin to decline as less expensive sources of energy for electric generating go in place. But there are lots of other regulations that the EPA places on American businesses that make those businesses less competitive with foreign businesses. And many of those will be rolled back, not to put Americans' health at risk, but rather to just simply remove regulations that were not supported well by sound science and by sound cost-benefit analysis. One good example would be that a few years ago the EPA imposed what was called the Mercury and Air Toxics regulation, and it claimed to save thousands of American lives every year statistically. But in fact, if you read carefully the EPA's own information on it, you found that all of those lives saved were from what are called co-benefits. In other words, they were actually saved by other things rather than by this regulation. And that actually wound up being ruled unconstitutional by the courts. But there are bits and pieces of it that have hung on, and those, I think, will be swept away by by Scott Pruitt at the EPA under Trump's policy.
So
we should see really the lifting of an awful lot of burden that will allow businesses to grow more and to employ a whole lot more people. So joblessness will decline and wages will rise.
Okay, well, I just got a couple, two more questions for you because I've got a hard break at the bottom I have to go out at. But I wanted to ask one thing is about his view on climate change,
yeah.
Pruitt's view on that, if you just give us a quick synopsis. And I want to make sure I save time here. I want to run a clip about the new, I think you're giving away the film. You might be giving away the book. I'm not sure.
We are giving away a film.
The film. Okay. I want to play the clip for that because I want people to know that when they go out to your website and they sign up to help you guys out there at the Cornwall Alliance, that just about every month you guys give away really great gifts, you know, for any donation of any amount. And so I tell you what, Carol, let me go ahead and play this clip now so that I make sure we have time for it. And then I'll get you to comment on it and then very quickly just tell us what Pruitt's view of climate change is. Here's the clip.
Sure.
It's called Poverty, Inc. And the subtitle of it is Fighting Poverty is Big Business, But Who Profits the Most?
Machiavelli said, the reason there will be no change is because the people who stand to lose from change have all the power. And the people who stand to gain from change have none of the power. That's describing the global aid system today.
I'm glad people want to help. It comes from a good heart. People give us food, they dig us wells, they bring us shoes. They encourage others to give.
We're going to make poverty history.
The problem is, it does not work.
The foreign aid amounted to a huge subsidy, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Tom Shoes found the right model that captured this love of people who want to be generous and helpful.
Our donations have an unpredictable impact on the local economy. Why would you go buy something? It's for free.
What happened to our cotton farms? That's all gone because of the negative impact of the imports at a second-hand level.
We rich countries that produce a lot of food should sell it to poor countries. It has not worked.
It actually created more poverty.
We don't need one more celebrity doing one more campaign. What we need is to no longer be excluded.
No one wants to be a beggar for life.
Emergency disaster relief has become the permanent model.
After 40 years, if you're still here, there's a problem.
I know about countries that developed on trade and innovation and business. I don't know of any country that got so much aid and it suddenly became a first world country.
If you really want to help the poverty industry as we know it, has to go.
The sooner we tell a beautiful story about the African entrepreneur doing amazing work, then we will begin to shift mindset.
Her kids were in a horrible situation, but she started to work. And within 3 months, she had 10 employees of her own.
When you do something, you can see the impact on the population, and you can say, this is because of me.
Having a heart for the poor isn't hard, but having a mind for the poor, that's the challenge.
Oh, wow, that's called Poverty, Inc. Again, fighting poverty is big business, but who profits the most? That's the latest giveaway for a gift of any amount that you give to the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. You can go out to their webpage at www.cornwallalliance.org, and out there you can see how you can give and how you can get a copy of this. Really, looks really great, this Fighting Poverty is Big Business, or Poverty, Inc. film. Cal, your comments on that briefly?
Well, you know, one of Cornwall's main goals is to promote economic development for the very poor around the world. And unfortunately, an awful lot of what governments and foundations and even many Christian relief organizations do in the name of helping the poor actually harms them instead of helping them, not intentionally, but because of the unintended consequences. This film explains how that happens, and then it explains what really truly does help the poor around the world. And that's why we're promoting it. That's why we are giving it away totally free to anybody who gives a donation of literally any size to the Cornwall Alliance and asks for Poverty, Inc. They can go to cornwallalliance.org, click on our donate button on the page there, and that'll take them to a secure online website where they can make their donation. Or they can actually even just call our office at 703-569-4653. They'll find that phone number on our website as well, and they can donate that way easily. We do this in order to educate people so they can be good givers to other organizations as well.
Excellent. And like I said, each month there's a different giveaway on the website as well. So just
a good reason for people to subscribe to our email newsletter. It's always educational, but, yeah, it also tells them the products that we are giving away as well.
Exactly. If you want to call, again, that number is 703-569-4653. That's 703-569-4653. Cal, just 2 minutes, and I got to ask you on the climate change with Pruitt. Where does he stand?
Well, Pruitt's only said one, you know, only made one public statement about climate change before the confirmation hearings began, and that was this. Scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to the actions of mankind. Frankly, if you read the assessment reports of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, you know that that is exactly the same thing that the IPCC says. He is not a climate denier. He's not a science denier. He thinks that human activity does contribute to climate change. He just agrees with all the many, many scientists who say, we just don't know how much, but we think it may likely be not so much as some people fear. At any rate, he's got a perfectly intelligent position on that, and he has gotten the advice of many of the world's leading climate scientists and others who have a good, solid understanding of this. That's why we support him.
Well, that's such a great statement that he made, because I don't want him to just be pro or con something just because he's involved in a movement or, you know, has a certain bias towards it. I think that's a great statement that he made, and a very honest one, and like you say, a very educated one as well. That's the type of view and approach that we're looking for. Cal, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about these important issues, and thank you and the rest of the folks there at the Cornwall Alliance for the great work that you guys are doing. Congratulations on being mentioned there during this confirmation hearing. Again, what a great stamp of approval upon everything that's taking place there with the Cornwall Alliance.
Thank you, Kevin. The Lord bless you in your work, and may the Lord bring about revival in this country, starting in the church and spreading to the rest of society.
Amen. I'm wholeheartedly for that, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. That was Cal Beisner, Dr. E. Calvin Beisner. He is the national spokesperson or spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. As I mentioned out on their webpage, they just have a lot of really helpful articles, a lot of very helpful links out there as well. You're going to be hearing a lot about this Pruitt confirmation. You're going to be, the left is going to be saying, the Republicans, Trump, and the rest of them, they love pollution, and they could care less about people. They think that people, let people just die of the pollution that's there. They're going to destroy all of our natural resources that we have. Nothing could be further from the truth. When you go out there, if you want to get educated on this subject, and you will get quite an education, I'm telling you, go out there to the Cornwall Alliance website, and you'll be able to get up to speed on all of these issues so that you can really address them when people bring them up and say, this is what's going to take place and so forth. It's just not true. These folks, they live here as well, and they raise their families here as well. They don't want to live among pollution, but they also want to do it in a responsible way that allows for commerce to take place, for people to have jobs, to be able to feed their family, and so forth. Again, you can find out more out at www.cornwallalliance.org. And remember that free giveaway that they're having this month as well. It's called Poverty Inc. You can go out to their website to find out more, or you can call them. Their number again is 703-569-4653. That's 703-569-4653.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.